Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
You having any of it?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Is looking at you, kid.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Well, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
You don't have to say anything and you don't have to do anything. Oh, maybe just whistle. You know how to whistle. You just put your lips together and blow.
Yeah, damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, of course, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And straight up, this show has got action-packed. I'm talking about from the start to the end. We're talking UFC 155. The results are in. Cain Velasquez, Cain to his Mexican counterparts down there who get upset when I call him Cain. The bottom line is he is the UFC heavyweight champion of the world once again. I just talked with his publicist a few minutes ago, and we are trying to book Cain Velasquez as I speak as a guest either on this show or an upcoming show in the next week or so. The bottom line is, of course, we're here Saturdays and Sundays on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Straight up, it was redemption for Cain Velasquez. I mean, here was the wrestler, the guy from Arizona, the get-down ground type of guy. I mean, he's a ground-and-pound type of guy. That's what he really does best. But last night, he boxed. I'm talking about out-punching the boxer. Junior Dos Santos, the defending champion until last night, was thought to be the best boxer, per se, the best stand-up fighter in the world of mixed martial arts. Well, guess what? Not anymore, because he got out-fought last night, got out-boxed, got clipped with a right hand halfway through the first round. That was it. The fight was never, ever in jeopardy as far as Cain Velasquez was concerned from that point forward. A five-round shutout for the man from Silicon Valley. And congrats to everybody at the American Kickboxing Academy down there in Silicon Valley. You're tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Discover is announcing that from now through December, you'll get 5% cash back everywhere you shop, including online and at department stores, on up to $1,500 in purchases. I've got my eye on this slick new microphone. Holiday gifts, sports tickets, home improvements, travel, just about anything. All you have to do is go to discover.com and sign up for 5%. Or call 1-800-DISCOVER. It pays to discover.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You may have thought that I forgot, so that this is what I say. So I know what I put it, I know I'll survive, and I evolve every day. The survival of the hippest, the funky, and the biggest. The survival of the hippest, the soulful, and the greatest. I'm a true funk soldier, I don't need a yogi, it's decoded in my DNA.
One of the masters of funk and R&B. I'm talking about the great Tom Bowes on vocals there for East Bay Soul. East Bay Soul, of course, Tower of Power original. Greg Adams leads that band. They have a new album out called East Bay Soul 2.0. You can get all that on their website at eastbaysoul.com. Speaking of music, check out Pedro's contributions at towerofpower.com. Of course, Pedro's Song of the Month turned into four songs for the month of December 2012. January 2013, little soul vaccination in case you're suffering from honkypox. Check out the Tower of Power website. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Want to say hello out there to all the troops around the world, whether you're in Antarctica or Atlanta, Georgia. May God be with you. You're tuned to the longest running fight show in history. As I said, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I am the man, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio areas. And last night, Cain Velasquez proved that he is the man, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the cage, of combat fighting, of the world. I mean, good God, you couldn't imagine anybody beating Cain Velasquez last night. He fought his fight. I mean, not only did he bring new elements to his game, I'm talking about the boxing, the good jabs, the right hand that he caught Junior Dos Santos halfway through the first round with that rocked his world. I mean, it nearly knocked, boom. I mean, almost lights out. It was so clean, right flush on the chin. I mean, you couldn't land a better right hand, okay? And Junior Dos Santos, although he looked like he was ready to go, seemed to bounce back, and he was resilient throughout the first round, in which he took a horrendous beating. One of the worst lickings I've ever seen in mixed martial arts. I kid you not. We're talking about getting dismantled for 5 minutes. Thank goodness it wasn't a pride fight. You know, the old pride fighting championships used to open up with those 10-minute opening rounds. If this was a 10-minute round, good God, Junior Dos Santos might not be breathing today. That's how one-sided the fight was. I kid you not. As I keep going back to alluding to, that right hand, the middle of the first round, that rocked Junior Dos Santos' world, and that changed the entire game plan. I mean, it was obvious from the start that Cain Velasquez, or Cain Velasquez, to my Mexican friends down there south of the border in L.A., they get on me say that I talk too much like an American, but the bottom line is Cain or Cain. The bottom line is he took it from the start. He was a guy. He pressed Junior Dos Santos. He made Junior Dos Santos fight his fight the entire time. I mean, from the get-go, it was, I'm in your face. I'm throwing punches. I'm throwing an occasional kick. I'm looking to take you to the ground. Okay? Dos Santos is probably one of the best defenders in the world of mixed martial arts as far as the takedown's concerned. But he was taken down by Cain Velasquez last night. I mean, like a dog with three legs. A table with three legs. He just didn't have it. I think the overwhelming confidence that Junior Dos Santos brought into the ring after that last year knocking out Cain Velasquez in 1 minute and 4 seconds. I mean, after you knock a guy out in 1 minute and 4 seconds, I guess your head's going to grow a little bit. Okay, it is. And then you beat up Frank Mir, the former two-time UFC heavyweight champion and the in the meantime. Okay, and then you come back and you're going to fight Cain Velasquez again. Who's to say it's not going to be the same fight as it was before? Well, Cain Velasquez was to say that it was not going to be the same fight as it was before because he didn't get caught in exchanges. He was actually bobbing and weaving. I was blown away by the boxing ability of Cain Velasquez. I mean, he moved his chin a little bit. He bobbed and weaved. I mean, he wasn't doing a Joe Frazier type of thing, okay? But he was trying to get out of the way of punches. He was slipping punches, and he was something that he had not done before. Before, he would, like, take a punch on, yeah, I'll take one to throw one, okay? But last night, he was slipping one and throwing one. And whether it was kicking, whether it was takedowns, whether it was ground and pound, whether it was boxing, the bottom line was, at the end of the night, Cain Velasquez had reclaimed the World Heavyweight Championship of Mixed Martial Arts, the preeminent title, the Ultimate Fighting Championship, Heavyweight Championship. Of course, 265 pounds or less, all the way down to 205 pounds, which is where the light heavyweight limit begins. And, of course, the champion is John Jones. But right now, it's all about Cain Velasquez and where he's going to go. I mean, who does he really have on the horizon? Maybe Alistair Overy. We can talk about that. Back to the scores. Last night, scores were 50-45, 50-44, and 50-43. A couple of judges gave Cain Velasquez extra 10-8 advantages, especially in that first round. Holy cow. I mean, he was on Junior Dos Santos like a bad suit, like white on rice. I mean, just backing him up. But that right hand that he floored him with, and I'm going back to that one. This was a key moment as far as MMA is concerned in the year 2012, was that right hand. The fact that Cain Velasquez could hurt Junior Dos Santos and beat him at his own game. Because that's what was happening. Dos Santos now 15-2, never recovered. I mean, he was like a rag doll for some of that fight. I mean, he had to go like four more rounds. You got to give him, you know, I mean, kudos, lots of credit, no question about that, for being able to survive. I mean, he took a licking and kept ticking. He kept trying. Even at the end, he was trying to sucker Cain Velasquez in with shoulder feints, trying to get a right hand on the chin. And he scored a couple of times, but you know, after you take a beating for 15 or 20 minutes, sort of tough to muster up a knockout punch in the 23rd and the 24th and the 25th minute. And that's what Junior Dos Santos was trying to do. Okay, it just wasn't going to happen. Cain Velasquez, just like Kyle Kingsbury said, it would boil down to cardio. And that Cain has a superior cardio. He was a superior wrestler. Last night he was a superior boxer. Who would have thought that? But the cardio, I mean, Cain Velasquez did not give up. In the fifth round, he looked like he might have been a little bit tired, a little bit, you know, he's kicking this guy's butt for four-plus rounds. I mean, you'd be tired, too. Just extending. Forget the receiving. Just addition out. But no. Cain looked good, had the better cardio last night, just like Kyle Kingsbury, the UFC light heavyweight fighter, said a couple of weeks ago on this show that it would be Velasquez's cardiovascular recovery that would win him this fight. And it did, because he was fresh throughout. Except for the last couple of minutes, it was all about Cain Velasquez last night. And you got to give him props. You really, really do. I mean, I was proud of him. And I know that the people down there in Silicon Valley, American Kickboxing Academy, they were proud of him. I mean, this is the UFC heavyweight champion, once again, folks, is back in Silicon Valley, USA, San Jose, California, and the American Kickboxing Academy. Now, at the MGM Grand last night, one of the best fights of the night was Costa Filippo, who's a former professional boxer. He's still undefeated as an MMA fighter. He stopped Tim Boetsch in the third round. It was a give-and-take fight at first. I mean, Boetsch had his way. Then he got butted and he got thumbed. Boetsch was just the victim of a lot of bad luck last night. Not saying he didn't lose to a superior fighter. I'm just saying that he was the victim of a lot of bad luck last night, getting thumbed. I mean, he just had a lot of issues last night that probably wouldn't happen in four or five fights, but they all happened to Tim Boetsch in one fight. And Tim Boetsch is no joke. I kid you not. He is no joke. He isn't. Derek Brunson was the winner last night over Chris Lebman. Looks like Lebman might be ready to hang it up. I mean, you know, he's been around for a long, long time. And, of course, Frank Mir, I want to mention this. Dos Santos had signed had defended that title earlier this year against Frank Mir, but he has got a sponsorship deal with Nike. And I don't know how this is going to go over with Nike. I mean, when you lose, your sponsors sort of like run away from you, especially in combat sports and boxing. I mean, when Mike Tyson got lit up and got, you know, melted down, Iron Mike was turned into aluminum back there in, what, February 1990 in Tokyo by Buster Douglas? Okay, at that point in time, the few sponsors that Tyson had just left him. He just walked away. Okay, I mean, just walked away. So what's going to happen with that? I mean, he's big in Brazil. There's no question about it. I mean, as far as South America is concerned, Dos Santos is an iconic legend. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he's big in the hood. He's big with the rich folks. Across Brazil and across South America, he is the king. Well, guess what? The king is no longer on the throne. We have a new king now. He is Cain Velasquez, the UFC heavyweight champion of the world. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking MMA and boxing, of course. We'll go with the rest of the UFC 155 results when we come back. Then we'll talk some boxing. Bottom line is, year is coming to an end. 2013, right around the corner, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the Tax Doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the Tax Doctor help you. The Tax Doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the Tax Doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now when you learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Lesnar trying to get back up, and he does, but he's exhausted, and he gets rocked again. Lesnar covering up. Velasquez pouring it on. Hammer fist. 15 seconds. It is all over. Cain Velasquez
more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You got to give the guy credit. You know, he was a gamer.
And I like those tunes. It's probably because that's from back in the day. 1966, I believe, to 1974, Mannix, starting Mike Connors, UCLA basketball player back in the day. They called him Touch Connors, Armenian cat. Good dude. You see him at the fights now and then in Vegas. And when I was working out in Palm Springs back in the days with Roberto Duran in the mid-1980s, Mike Connors would show up, and Don Adams, remember him, Get Smart? He'd show up, and people like, I remember one time Liberace showed up to one of Duran's training camps when I was there. That was back in the day. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Now we're talking 2013, folks. The UFC. I mean, Cain Velasquez, do you do an immediate rematch with Junior Dos Santos? Not after last night. I mean, the scorecards, I'll repeat them to you. 50-45, 50-44, 50-43. That's probably about as one-sided as you're going to get without getting stomped out or stopped. Okay, and there were a couple of times there when Junior Dos Santos looked like he was ready to go. So the immediate rematch type of thing is probably not on Dana White's mind because it's not a real sellable item right at this point in time. But Alistair Overeem, of course, the steroid freak, the monkey from the Netherlands, okay? He, of course, I didn't take any steroids. I never took steroids. He went from a skinny 205-pounder to a bulking, huge, massive 240-pound guy. He said he never took any steroids. Of course, they tested him earlier this year, and he came up dirty for testosterone. He said that it was some type of some quack doctor that he went to in Texas, gave it to him, but he didn't mention the fact that he lives in the Netherlands. He was training out of Las Vegas and fighting out of Las Vegas and training out of Europe, but yet he used this little Texas quack doctor to get these steroid prescriptions, which he said he didn't know were steroids. But the bottom line was he tested dirty. A lot of people thought he was dirty, much like Cyborg Santos, Chris Cyborg Santos, a female from Brazil. Of course, for years, she has a body of a man. I mean, I know guys who would kill for a body like hers as far as the cuts, the deltoids and the pecs and things like that. Guys would kill for a frame like that, okay? But she's got it, and she had it. And I think it was chemically induced. It was made up by, you know, the use of performance-enhancing drugs. And I think that was proven when she tested positive last November in San Diego, California, suspended for a year. Now she's going to come back and fight the number one draw sometime in 2013. I'm talking about Ronda Rousey, number one draw in MMA. And, yeah, I know she hasn't got the million buys on pay-per-view yet, but she will. Give her the right promotion, the right time, the right opponents, and Ronda will outdo everybody. But back to Cain Velasquez, Alistair Overeem, probably, but Alistair's got to beat Anderson Silva at UFC 156. Antonio Silva, Antonio Silva, the giant, the guy with that large head. I thought he was like 6'9". He's only about 6'4", but his head's about 6'2". The rest of his body's like 7". I'm kidding you. His head compared to his body is, the proportions are all wrong, like Andre the Giant. There's other guys being mentioned for a heavyweight title shot. Fabricio Werdum, if he beats Antonio Nogueira, that's not going to happen until June. And Daniel Cormier, of course, him and Cain Velasquez are gym mates, so it's unlikely that Daniel Cormier, the undefeated Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion, the man that stopped, in his tracks, just beat Josh Barnett, beat the snot out of him last May in San Jose, California on Showtime. And, of course, now Josh Barnett... a free agent as I speak for 2013, the former UFC heavyweight champion, former Strikeforce title holder. I think he held something in Pride as well. Of course, he is a professional wrestler, too. He's one of the best stand-up guys in the entire world. Now, if the UFC doesn't extend him a contract, since he was a Strikeforce and they eliminated Strikeforce, they bought Strikeforce. They purchased Strikeforce from Scott Coker and the Silicon Valley Sports Authority or something like that, some company, some entity down there named that, for like $35, $40 million a couple of years ago. Strikeforce was supposed to be the B brand or the alternative to the UFC, okay? But that hasn't worked out because Showtime hasn't got the mass viewership that's needed in order to promote the product. It just isn't there. I mean, if you're getting 400,000 or 500,000 homes to watch a fight card on Showtime, that ain't working, especially when you go to CBS, as MMA has proven in the past, and Strikeforce especially, and they've got 5-6 million people watching fights. Okay, so big difference as far as reach is concerned. Showtime wasn't getting the reach out there. The Strikeforce fighters, especially Ronda Rousey, were subject to fight. They couldn't fight anywhere but on Showtime. So they were stuck. Steven Espinoza, the vice president of sports at Showtime, he didn't heed my advice when I sent him that letter in the middle of 2012 and said to him, you know what, let Ronda Rousey, in order to get Strikeforce and MMA to survive on Showtime, let Ronda Rousey go to the UFC for a couple of fights, maybe fight on Fox, maybe fight another fight, and then bring her back to Showtime. Okay, I mean, because when she comes back a winner, she's going to bring the viewers with her. The guys that like her hot body, the chicks that like the fact that she's a chick kicking butt. Okay, because women are going to get into this. She is the magnet. She's the crossover. She's going to be like the Elvis of MMA. I mean it. There's no getting around it. She's beautiful. She's intelligent. She talks well. She can fight better than any other woman in the world at 135 pounds. I think that's been proven by the fact that the only woman to last more than like a minute with her has been Miesha Tate, who lasted like 4 minutes and change. And for that, she got a dislocated elbow and a wrenched shoulder. I mean, all these chicks that leave the octagon, the cage in which the MMA fighters do battle, when they leave it from Ronda Rousey, they've left it the victim of an armbar. Her mother was a world judo champion. She's got it going on. She was a 2008 Olympic bronze medalist in China, in Beijing. She didn't like Michael Phelps. Remember she came on the show and rapped all over Michael Phelps, said he was a punk? Remember that? Ooh, Michael Phelps and Kim Kardashian. Called Kim Kardashian a skank. The girl can talk. The girl can walk the walk. The girl can talk the talk. She is the next star in the world of MMA. And, of course, I got off subject there. Another winner last night was Jim Miller. Took on Joe Lauzon. Lauzon was, in peak condition. This was a submission expert, Joe Lauzon. And I thought Joe Lauzon was maybe slight favor. But Jim Miller, that first round, that was one of the, how can I put this, most brutal one-sided rounds you're going to see. I mean, Lauzon, you got to give him, give his intestinal fortitude, his stones. You got to take note of that because he showed incredible stones last night. I mean, wow. I just couldn't believe it, the fact that he was able to last that first round. So he goes 3 rounds, loses a decision 2-1 to Jim Miller. Jim Miller should be something to deal with at 155 pounds. It's the lightweight division of the UFC. Of course, Benson Henderson is the current lightweight champion. He's out of Seattle, Washington. And Jim Miller's a southpaw. And everything Jim Miller does is opposite. And I'm a southpaw. And I'm a converted southpaw. In other words, I've learned how to fight right-handed, but I was a real left-hander, and eventually I learned how to fight left-handed. Okay, but Miller's a left-hander, so everything he does is opposite. In other words, the hooks come from the opposite side. The kicks come from the opposite side. It's too hard to fathom. It's too hard to figure out. Unless you've worked out for months and months and months and months and months with a southpaw in MMA, you're gonna be at a disadvantage. And last night, Lauzon, tough as he is, tough as nails, I mean, one of the toughest guys I've ever met in my life. Seriously, in the world of combat sports. Okay? He took it, but he couldn't deal with Jim Miller and the fact that Jim Miller was a southpaw. I think Miller's now just once beaten. I think we can figure him to be in the title picture for 2013 as far as Benson Henderson's concerned. And guess what? Right now, although he's not the flashiest guy in the world, but I'm going to pick Jim Miller to beat Benson Henderson. Yeah, Benson's a beast. Yeah, he's tall. Yeah, he's got the height and the reach. But I like this southpaw stuff. You know, southpaws, left-handers, like Rocky Balboa used to call them southpaws because they was from south of Jersey, something like that. Anyway, the bottom line is, being left-handed, back in the day when you were left-handed as far as boxing was concerned, you had a trainer who turned you the other way, turned you orthodox. I'm saying Andre Ward. I can go on. There's a lot of guys. Okay, Oscar De La Hoya. Okay, they turn these guys orthodox because they don't know how to teach them how to fight left-handed. But now guys are not being turned out or turned over to being right to the orthodox stance. They're being allowed to fulfill their dreams as a left-hander, to put forth the advantages God gave them as a left-hander. And believe me, they are insurmountable sometimes in the world of fighting. They just are. Man, nothing quite like having people looking down the barrel of your gun when you're a southpaw cocking that left hand and the guy doesn't even realize it's coming. Or, what's better than that, is the right hook. The guys that I've hit right hooks with never saw the right hooks coming. Why? Because they were so used to fighting orthodox fighters that when they fought a southpaw, they were perplexed. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MY-TV.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
See, I tell you what the trouble is. You see, I'm a southpaw.
What's a southpaw?
A southpaw means you're left-handed, and a southpaw throws your timing off. You see, other guys throws their timing off, makes them look awkward. Nobody wants to look awkward. You know where southpaw came from? I'll tell you. A long time ago, there was this guy, maybe a couple hundred years ago, he was fighting in the, he was fighting around. I think it was around Philadelphia, and his arm, he was left-handed. His arm was facing towards New Jersey. You see, and that's south. So naturally, they call him southpaw. You see, southpaw, South Jersey, South Camden, southpaw. You know what I mean?
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Why do you want to fight?
Because I can't sing or dance. Yo.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
I'm here and I'm ready. They're not. Bring it.
Check it. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks. And I defend that title each and every week, twice, Saturdays and Sundays. Separate shows right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 11 a.m. Pacific time on Saturday for 2 hours. And again, we roll on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour where we combine the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. UFC 155, of course, in the tank. And we've got the UFC coming up on FX Cable. That's going to be January 19th. Of course, the main event, Vitor Belfort, 21-10. He used to be the phenom. He was a prodigy. I mean, he was the guy that we really thought was going to become the biggest superstar in MMA. This was like 8-10 years ago. Then he had some issues as far as his training was concerned. He was doing that those reality TV shows down there in Brazil, and he sort of lost his focus. He's taken on a guy that's been on the show in the past. This guy he can talk smack. In fact, he sort of put me in my place when I called him Michael Bisping, and he said it's Bisping or something like that. Anyway, he jumped all over me because I mispronounced his name, but he is in the co-main event, 24-4, of course, out of the UK. They call him the Knight, I believe, and this will be on FX Cable, and, you know, this is going to be a good fight. It is. I mean, the records aren't fantastic. Vitor Belfort's record's not fantastic. He's dropping to 185 pounds. He's fighting at a weight in which he should have, he should be able to compete well at that. 205, a little too big for Vitor Belfort. Also on the card, Cibay Dalloway, 13-5, taking on Daniel Serafin. Gabriel Gonzaga, favorite guy, taking on one of the favorites, 13-6, taking on veteran Ben Rothwell. Big Ben, you better come ready to fight Gabriel or Double G, because if you don't, Big Ben's going to, like, stop your clock. Thiago Tavares is on the card. Milton Vieira is on the card. Andrew Craig is on the card. Diego Nunes is on the card. Nick Lentz, Justin Salas, that's all. January 19th on FX Cable. And Vitor Belfort and Michael Bisping share the main event. That's right. UFC on FX. I think this is the sixth show. UFC on FX 6, I believe. That's right, 6. So they did 5, I believe, in 2012. Bottom line is, hey, FX Cable not drawing the numbers that Spike TV used to draw. There's some concern about that in the offices down there of Zuffa Sports in Las Vegas, Nevada. Why is FX Cable, why aren't they drawing the number of fans with a better, more well-known channel than Spike? Spike was like a macho TV channel. I think they used to call it the Nashville Channel. That's what they used to call it, the Nashville Channel. And then it went to a couple other names. Now it's Spike TV. And it's a male-driven, testosterone-driven audience, demographic. I mean, the UFC did well on there. I mean, they were doing, 1.6, 1.7, 2 million more people, some of those Ultimate Fighter episodes. Now FX Cable's lucky to do 1 million. Their average, I believe, for this season was something like 900,000 and change as far as viewers were concerned, homes. But that's not the way it was with Spike TV. Spike had it going on. Spike knew how to market. Spike had the audience right there. Somehow the audience is not crossing over from Fox TV when they show these fights on Fox TV and they do the advertising on Fox TV, the big network, and they do it in the middle of NFL games and NBA games and all kinds of big sporting events, although they dropped the ball for that December 8th show with Benson Henderson and Nate Diaz. They did not advertise that to their to the fullest. And I think that's why the show sort of lagged as far as the pay-per-view numbers were concerned. The pay-per-view, as far as the television viewers were concerned. But Fox has got to get together with FX Cable. They've got to come up with some type of advertising plan, some marketing plan, some promotional plan that puts the UFC out there. And I think Ronda Rousey could be part of this because she will be able to put her in commercials on some women's shows. You know, like Cagney and Lazy. I don't know whatever they have. I don't know what kind of shows chicks watch nowadays. But put some Ronda Rousey commercials in there, okay? And then you start drawing the female element over. And before you know it, okay, MMA will be, because it was the fastest growing sport in the world. In 2012, it sort of stalled a little bit with the injuries and lots of injuries. Dominic Cruz out with 2 blown knees. Of course, he's the world bantamweight champion now. Reynel Barreal, the interim champion, of course, taking that title from Uriah Faber, is going to fight, it looks like, in January or February. So Dominic Cruz is out of the picture. A lot of guys have been removed from the main stage. I mean, Cain Velasquez, when he fought Junior Dos Santos the first time a year ago, had a bad shoulder and a bad knee. Not last night. No, that boy took care of business. Cain Velasquez, of course, the UFC heavyweight champion of the world. Now let's switch gears. Let's go from the cage to the ring. That's right. Professional boxing. 2012, some of the highlights or the lowlights of the year. I think the lowest point boxing got in 2012 was when Brandon Rios was given a decision in Las Vegas over Richard Abreu. It was akin to putting a gun to somebody's head and taking their lunch on the way to school. That's what kind of a robbery it was. Of course, the judges have reviewed the tape, according to Keith Kaiser, double K, of the Nevada State Athletic Commission, the god that he is, the god of boxing and mixed martial arts, the superior being. Kaiser said, not as such a big thing. I think everything as far as fighting in the fact that Nevada doesn't want to get behind this USADA or this VADA, this Voluntary Anti-Doping Association. We need to do – Nevada's got to step up. Although Paco Varcocel, the Francisco Varcocel of the World Boxing Organization, the honorable president, said on a recent edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide that, the Nevada Commission was helping out and they were doing positive things as far as steroids were concerned. Well, unless you train fighters year-round, it's not going to work. So let's go back to 2012 in boxing. As I said, the low point, Brandon Rios getting that decision over Richard Abreu. Abreu sort of like cast to the side. Brandon Rios getting shots on HBO and things like that afterwards, after getting the gift of the year. The high point and the low point for some fans was the same point. I'm talking about the knockout of Manny Pacquiao. The snoring like Curly on the Three Stooges. I mean, he was out cold. I mean, good night, Irene. Good night, sweet prince. He wasn't getting up. When he fell, you knew he wasn't getting up. Okay, the HBO people, there was a little trepidation there as far as they were concerned, as far as calling it a stone cold knockout, because they hesitated just for a second. But no. He wasn't getting up. You eat a right hand like that on the chin, running in on a guy, disrespecting a guy, and that's what Pacquiao did. He disrespected Juan Manuel Marquez. Okay, Juan Manuel Marquez made it pay for it. He retired him, although Manny hasn't officially retired, and he has mentioned a possible fifth fight with, of course, they fought four times now. With Juan Manuel Marquez. I think Manny Pacquiao should just hang it up. It's done, man. You're like 3 years past your peak, okay? You had the chance to make maybe $50 million in one night with Floyd Mayweather, but you wouldn't take random steroid testing. That's right. I'm indicting Manny Pacquiao right now for blowing the fight of the century. At least that's what people were calling it. Mayweather, Floyd Mayweather, unbeaten. Of course, the 1996 Olympic bronze medalist, Manny Pacquiao. On a roll, of course, until he lost to Tim Bradley in June and then got knocked silly by Juan Manuel Marquez a few weeks ago. Okay, but he was on a roll. But his last 3 years, he's been on the decline. I mean, look at Manny Pacquiao against Antonio Margarito. Margarito was a 150-pound pinata punching bag. I mean, the only thing Pacquiao didn't have was a stick as far as hitting a pinata is concerned, because that's what Margarito was, a standing pinata, not a hanging one, a standing one. Okay. Joshua Clotty didn't throw a punch for 12 rounds. All right. Shane Mosley. Well, guess what? Shane was done. Shane was way, 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 way over the hill. And Shane made Manny Pacquiao look bad. Manny Pacquiao saying he has cramps in his legs all the time. And, cramps are in some people's minds, a telltale sign of the use of performance enhancing drugs. Because your muscles and your muscles grow bigger than your tendons do. In other words, that's what happened. That's why Barry Bonds tore out his tricep, was that the muscles build real big, but the tendons that hold them together, they aren't built up by the steroids or the performance-enhancing drugs. They're still the same size that they once were. Okay? So it gets to a breaking point. Guess what snaps? Yeah, torn triceps. That's why you hear about it often in wrestling, professional wrestling and weightlifting. Okay, sometimes in the world of MMA, all about performance anti-drugs, I think, and steroids. Back to the 2012, as I said, I guess maybe you got to call that the fight of the year, too, as far as Juan Manuel Marquez knocking out Manny Pacquiao. But I got to give honorable mention as far as fighter of the year is concerned. And I think there's going to be a couple fighters of the year, because I thought that Nonito Linares deserved the honor. Of course, the world 122-pound champion. With the exception of Guillermo Rigano, who is the unbeaten Cuban two-time Olympic gold medalist that wants a piece of Donaire's tail, and they should hook it up as they are belt holders at 122 pounds. But Donaire had quantity this year. He did not have quality this year. He beat four guys, four okay guys. Now, on the other hand, the kid from Gilroy, California, the only town you can smell driving by in your car on the Highway 101 in California, I'm talking about Gilroy, the garlic capital of the world. No, smell nothing but garlic, like for miles, okay? Robert Guerrero, unbeaten in a long time, hasn't lost since, I think, 126, 130 pounds, been a champion at 126, 130, 135, skipped 140, went to 147, won the interim title over Selkirk Aydin, who was undefeated 23-0 with 18 whacks, a Don King fighter. That was in August. He wasn't supposed to do that as easily as which he in the manner in which he did it. And, of course, he came back and just a fortnight ago, I mean, just took Andre Berto apart in November. I mean, Berto was the favorite going in. Berto was a bigger fighter. Berto was a natural heavyweight, the natural welterweight, I mean, a naturally bigger guy, had the bigger frame, the bigger torso. And Robert Guerrero pushed him against the ropes and beat on him for 12 rounds, dropped him a couple of times. I mean, I'm surprised the Ontario police were not there to arrest Robert Guerrero after the fight for domestic violence. That's how bad he beat up Andre Berto. So he beat two quality guys, two A fighters. So how do you compare that with Nonito Donaire beating four B-minus type of guys? I think you've got to give them both about the same props. Nonito Donaire and Robert Guerrero, both Northern California boys, I think, fighter of the year. As far as honorable mentions concerned, a lot of fighters out there deserve honorable mention. Danny Garcia, the knockout of Amir Khan, I think was the knockout of the year, even though the knockout of Manny Pacquiao is the one that was heard around the world. You know, the old joke that's going around, right? How many Mexicans does it take to defeat the entire country of the Philippines? One. Ooh. Anyway, the bottom line is, you know, Manny Pacquiao's done. But Danny Garcia, that knockout of Amir Khan, that one single left hook, that was a knockout worth remembering. Honorable mentions, of course, as far as fight of the year was concerned, I think was Sergio Martinez and Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Jr. got stroked. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide as the Tower of Power takes us to the break on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned. turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Well, that's a changing in society today, and that's it's a lot of, you know, we could get into that. We're going through a million things, even though they watch so many of the shows. I mean, it's nothing but stuff, whether there's crime scene or this and that. It's always the TV show, and it's cutting up the body. Somebody's finding the body decomposed and all. I mean, this is a society right now that just totally out of focus. Excessive violence, excessive sex on TV and the music and the theaters. I mean, it's just a... And the sports show, the thing that they should relate to, which they see most, is basketball and football, mainly basketball. And that's what the kids are most far doing, and especially the black kids. And it's normal, you want to go into something, what you see, you don't even see all the amateur boxing on TVs. A lot of people see something, that's what they want to be involved with, but they don't even see that anymore. Okay. You're going to
work hard. That was the late Goldfather from the Kronx Gym in Detroit, Michigan, Emmanuel Stewart. I believe he is the number one story. His passing at the age of 68, the HBO analyst, the trainer of world heavyweight champion Vladimir Klitschko, and the man that brought us Tommy Hearns and Milt McCrory and Jimmy Paul and all those guys out of the Kronk Recreation Center in Detroit, Michigan. I mean, it was the hood of hoods. And the bottom line is Emmanuel, of course, an electrician by trade, the 1963 AAU champion, 118 pounds as far as the entire country, the USA, was concerned. He was the bantamweight champion of the country as in the amateur ranks, but he didn't turn pro. Instead, he turned his intentions towards training guys and came up with the Kronk Gym in 1971. By 1980, he had two world champions, and Hilmer Kenty and, of course, Thomas the Hitman Hearns. The rest is history. May he rest in peace. We've lost other people this year, but Angelo Dundee and Bert Sugar, my former broadcast partner, and things, you know, I mean, we lost a lot of people. It's not been a good year as far as the sport of boxing is concerned, but the death of Emmanuel Stewart is what has rocked me and hurt me the most. In 2012, that's what stands out for me, the death of Emmanuel Stewart, the great gold father of the Kronk Gym. Some other things we want to talk about in 2012 as we put it to bed, folks. 2013 is here and amongst us, of course. Who's going to be the big fighter in 2013? Well, you know, people were saying that boxing was dead going into 2012. We proved that it isn't. If you make the right fights, people will tune in. I mean, Manny Pacquiao, him getting put to sleep, him snoring on that Las Vegas ring canvas, people were talking about that for weeks, before and after. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. My boy Lenny Williams on lead vocals here with the mighty Tower of Power at the River Rock Casino for New Year's. And, of course, Lenny Williams of Sacramento, California. Until next time, much peace, much love, much respect. And don't forget the website, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com.